Dictation for Richard Gromvel, G-R-O-E-N-E, V as in Victor, E-L-D, August 2352, address as a letter, Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 463, no, erase that, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, consultation for Mr. Gromvel, progressive renal failure. He has respiratory failure on oxygen, 2 liters, 24 hours. Weight, appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, or abdominal pain. Chronic foaminess of the urine. Urine flow, minor decrease. No dysuria, cloudiness, or blood. He still has his prostate. Denies incontinence nocturia. He's not aware of the last PSA. He denies any rectal exam for prostate. Has a chronic back pain for years, but no anti-inflammatory agents. No radiation of the pain. Denies numbness, edema, claudication symptoms, or discolor of the toes. A prior smoker, discontinued a few weeks ago. Denied chest pain palpitation syncope. Does use CPAP machine at night for years. No purulent material hemoptysis. No skin rash or pruritus. Some bruises. No bleeding nose, gums, or headaches. Other review system negative. He was in the hospital 6 weeks ago for respiratory abnormalities. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, prior stroke with weakness on the left upper lower extremities and face, denies deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. He follows with cardiology Dr. Alkiek, A-L-K-I-E-K, for atrial fibrillation. Coronary artery disease, apparently CHF. He's wearing a life vest as a prophylaxis for potential ventricular tachycardia or fibrillation. No kidney stones, no gastrointestinal bleeding, no blood transfusion, no liver disease. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications include metformin, bupropion, Prozac, gabapentin, Lasix, metoprolol, Farxiga, Entresto, Amiodarone, Coumadin, Aldactone, Glimepiride, a number of vitamins and supplements. Denies anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, surgeries, coronary artery stent, apparently two of them, skin cancer, burnt on the right hand requiring a skin graft, bilateral lens implant, bilateral carpal tunnel, lower back surgery. Next paragraph, start smoking age 14, one pack per day until now. Discontinue alcohol years ago. Next paragraph, family history. A brother was on dialysis. Next paragraph, on physical exam. Weight 194. Blood pressure 108 over 60 on the right side. Early by nurse 134.66. No speech problems, normal eye movements. The left eye lower lid was everted from prior skin cancer surgery and scarring. no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid, no gross JVD, carotid bruise, or lymph nodes, evidence of emphysema, no ralwises, no pericardial rub distant, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness of masses or ascites, minor peripheral edema. He's wearing oxygen as well as a life vest. Next paragraph, I review your records and the hospital. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine has risen from baseline 1.3, 1.4, presently between 1.8 and 2. Normal sodium, potassium, metabolic acidosis around 20, GFR 39, stage 3B, normal glucose, calcium. Mild anemia 13.5, anormal platelet count. Back in April, gross proteinuria more than 300 milligrams per gram, he was like 1,000 plus. Next paragraph. In June of this year, there was a CT scan with contrast, negative for pulmonary emboli, does have emphysema, heart enlarged. Question pneumonia on the left lower lobe. Previously, CT scan chest, abdomen, and pelvis, also with contrast. This is a year ago, July 2023. Normal liver, normal kidneys, no obstruction, no stones. Question a pseudoaneurysm on the left, on the right groin area. Few years back, ultrasound kidneys, normal size without obstruction. Recent echo, ejection fraction at 15%. Enlargement of atria. Tricuspid aortic valve regurgitation. Decrease systolic function of the right ventricle, dilated inferior vena cava, severe mitral regurgitation, a previously reported lacunar infarct on the left basal ganglia, as well as small vessel ischemic changes. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure, likely representing cardiorenal syndrome, severe cardiomyopathy, biventricular failure left and right, a number of valve abnormalities. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We discussed the meaning of advanced renal failure. How the connection between the heart and the kidneys. I did not change any medications. Continue present diabetes, blood pressure management, tolerating diuretics and Farxiga, tolerating Entresto. Remains anticoagulated for atrial fibrillation and exposed to amiodarone, tolerating Aldactone. Avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Prior imaging has not shown evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. There has been also recent IV cantharidin exposure at the time to rule out pulmonary emboli. Further advice in terms of potassium, acid-base, calcium phosphorus, parathyroid anemia based on results trending in the future. All questions answered, end of dictation.